Hello? Yes, Bridget, it's Samantha here. I have the drafts opened up in front of me, the last file that you sent in and the last file from the team as well. So I'm going to be looking at both of them comparatively, and we'll take things from there. Let me know once you have the draft opened up in front of you.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So I'm looking at the first page, which is the title page of the draft that the team sent in. And they made their first edit over there where it's written by on the first page. And it says Greg Thompson. Is that a pen name that you're using?
Is that a what?
A pen name that you're using. Who's Greg Thompson?
Well, that's what so confuses me, what these people are doing. He is the one that wrote the acknowledgement. So I don't even know why that's there. Why?
Okay. So this has to be your name, right?
Well, I'm the writer.
Okay.
I don't know. This is, again, why would they do this?
Okay, I believe they got confused in terms of whether the book was written by you or are you going with a pen name or things like that. Anyhow, this is clarified. Greg Thompson is the person who wrote the acknowledgement, and that is it. The writer for the book or the author, we can say, it's going to be you. Okay?
Correct.
All right, so now moving forward in the draft that they shared with you, onto the next page. It brings me to the copyrights page. I think that looks good, apart from having Greg Thompson, that needs to be removed from there.
Yes.
Okay, now I'm looking at the contents, and let's see. Okay. All right, so far I believe they've worked with 3 chapters and they've only included that. So the complete contents will be available once we have completed the entire book. All right, so we can move on from here and... Okay. All right, they included the rest of the table of contents as well in the file that they shared. Okay, now I'm looking at acknowledgement.
That is what Greg Thompson wrote.
Right. Let me see what you have here, and let me see what the team has written. Okay, the team is saying, added from the edits. Also, we have brightened the picture. Is the contrast enough? Once you approve the color, we'll remove it and add it to chapter 4. I don't understand. What are they going to remove and add to chapter 4?
Okay. So on the next page, they have the picture. The picture that they made a little brighter.
Yes.
And I said this goes right under chapter 4.
Oh, okay. So they're talking about the picture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. What about the contrast and the colors of the picture? Is it bright enough? Can we move it to chapter 4?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Perfect. So that is good to go. Okay. Now I'm moving on to the next part, which is the introduction. Okay. It's a poem that you have there, and that is by Vincent Smiles. And it is good to go so far. Let's see what else. Okay, now we're looking at the content below the poem. And let me compare where exactly did we make the changes. Okay, I see that. On a beautiful spring day, I guess you asked them to change it back to lovely, right?
Yeah, my mom's the one that edited it.
Okay. All right. So that's your preference. That's completely not fine. You can go with lovely, and they've changed it back. Let's see the next change that they've made. Okay. Here it is. We plan to travel 14 miles on this trail as we had before.
Yep.
That is good to go?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The next change that I'm looking at is not on this page. The rest of it is good to go, I believe, right?
Say that again.
I'm saying the rest of this page, like the last paragraph, it's good to go, right?
Correct.
Okay, moving on. Chapter 1. All right. Okay. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Seventh line from the beginning, first paragraph, it says that they have changed from the edits marked. So this part has been included from your edits. And the part that I'm referring to is my brain was flooded with a multitude of mothering responsibilities, which included frequent diaper changes with loose, smelly stools, potty training, dressing children, their homework, cutting their hair, and household cleaning. I often assisted in cleaning up the vomiting from stomach flu, reducing fevers, calming life, frenzy, helping various injuries, addressing name calling, resolving sibling fights, and instilling discipline. That's good to go, right?
Yes.
Okay. Now, the next paragraph, or should I say the next sentence, they have crossed out something here. Let me just cross-reference this from your file and see if there is, yeah. It was a huge endeavor. Okay. They've just added this line. Is this line good to go for you?
Yes, it is.
Okay, perfect. All right, now we're looking at the last paragraph, and I see at the bottom of it there are a couple of things that are struck off. Do you see that? A powerful experience of connectedness, yet challenging as it was so tight in the bed, which impacted our sleep sufficiently.
Correct.
Okay, now they have struck this off. Was it something that you requested for them to do, or?
It's what my mom suggested, so
okay,
it's done the right way.
Okay, so it's good to go, right?
Yeah.
All right, I'm moving on, and I'm on page 9. The first change that I see on this page, it is 1, 2, 3, 4. Fourth paragraph.
Yep.
Dear God, this was not in my life's agenda. And someone added this, I don't feel it is written properly. Okay. So we struck that off.
Perfect.
And the team is actually asking if we should remove this part. Okay, let me see. Let me click on this comment. Yeah. Since you mentioned that someone added this and it doesn't feel like it's written properly, and they have removed the part.
Yes.
So this entire part needs to be removed from Dear God?
No, no, no. You keep the Dear God, this was not in my life's agenda.
Okay, and that's it.
Some other stuff, and it didn't make any sense. I didn't write what they wrote.
Okay, right now it's okay, right?
Yes.
It's okay as it is. Let me read this back to you, okay? Dear God, this is not in my life's agenda. Heck, I hardly had any breath at that time at all. I'm grateful, though, that I was the one who gave 1-year-old Andrew his first adorable haircut. I was thrilled that he allowed me to be the first to cut his hair. That's correct, right?
Yes. Yes.
Okay, perfect. Now I'm looking at the last paragraph, and there are a few changes. If you look at the third line, or let's look at it from the second line. Every day we would walk by a house that appeared in complete solitude. They have struck off me from there, and I don't know why the me was there, but it's not supposed to be there, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
We rarely saw its owners. Okay. All right, so I think you had the, they've changed it to, we rarely saw its owners. Is that fine, or do you want to change it back to the?
No, that's correct.
Okay, good to go. All right, then, this page is covered. I'm moving on to the next page. And next page, I think the beginning is pretty much okay. I'm looking at the second last paragraph.
Yep.
Okay, I grew up in Dubuque, Iowa, one of Iowa's oldest cities. It is situated on the western side of west of the, what the hell is this?
Thank you.
Okay, this needs
this
to be fixed.
This is the kind of thing that so frustrates me.
Right.
I'm like, how are they typing this?
I understand what you mean. So this is a typo. This entire sentence needs to be fixed.
Yep.
Okay. All right. So I'm moving on from here. The rest of the paragraph looks fine, I believe.
Yes.
Okay. And I'm moving on to page 11 now. Okay. The beginning seems okay. And there are no changes on it as such, so I think we're good to go with what we have, right?
Yep.
Okay, perfect. All right, next page, first paragraph, last line. It is still very important to Vincent that we've just struck that off. So the rest of it, does it look good?
Yes, because they changed the wording of it, and it
okay.
wasn't appropriate, so now it's appropriate.
Okay, perfect. So chapter one is approved.
Yes.
Okay, moving on to chapter two.
As long as they fix that one sentence that you said.
Yes,
it's just
the typo.
So confusing. How
right,
on
right,
earth.
Right.
Okay.
Right,
so you
I got that. Okay, so I'm looking at chapter 2, first paragraph, right beneath the picture, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Okay, I'm looking at the fifth line. They've struck off backwards to change it to backward. And I think that looks reasonable. We can
yep.
let that pass.
Yep.
All right, page 15 and okay. Third line, first paragraph, they have taken out beyond from there. I had such a desire to relearn so much more than beyond what my mind could take in. Okay. All right, that makes sense too. I had such a desire to relearn so much more than what my mind could take in. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'll take that. Do you want to change it?
No. That they did correctly.
Okay, moving down, and that is like the third last line of the paragraph. Our speech as well as the way you or we write and understand both. Okay, all right, so you're comparing or you're talking about someone else, so that's why they change it from you to we. And that makes sense. It's
for
good
all
to go.
Of us to work.
It's good to go, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
I'm moving down. So many people with Zoom. All right, now I'm looking at the second last paragraph and last line.
Yes.
I learned and relearned repeatedly, which seems like such a very long time period. That's what you had before, time period. I learned and relearned repeatedly, which seems like such a very long period. Okay. That makes sense, too.
Yeah, and this
okay.
is my grandmother.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm moving on to the next page, Bridget, page 16.
Mm-hmm.
and I'm looking at the fourth line. That is like second paragraph, technically, and second line. I improve to reading. Okay. All right. They've changed read to reading at a sixth grade level. I think that is something that we can let by. You okay with that?
Yes.
Okay. I'm looking at the next paragraph where it says in addition, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Okay. So it's like the fifth and the sixth line where it says, I don't or I can't remember. I don't remember what to share. Okay. Before it was I can't, now it's I don't. I think this is something that was done from your end.
Yes.
That's good to go. Next paragraph, we have struck off a couple of things here, and now it reads, writing a sentence correctly and spelling a simple word are still challenging for me. I can barely write with my hands at all because of my disabilities. I think that's good to go.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, page 16 is sorted. Now I'm looking at page 17, and this is 1, 2, 3, 4, fourth paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, we've struck off something initially. I have no idea how they found me. We've struck that off. They created the Patient Voice Project book at the University of Iowa. Okay, I think the rest of it looks good.
Yeah.
Okay, there's a minor change before this paragraph. The previous paragraph, it is entitled, it was written, it is entitled, we changed it to title. And I think it's fine. It is titled, Surviving TBI from a Bicycle Accident. I think we have to actually quote unquote that. So it looks like a title.
Okay.
Okay. Just a suggestion.
I am not an expert. It's just I also had asked before if when the word from, surviving TBI from, should that from be capitalized? And they never responded. So
right.
I thought maybe it's okay without it.
Don't worry about it. I will take care of this. Now, every time you get edits, you and I, we're going to go through it. You don't have to go ahead and respond in writing at all, okay? So from now onwards, whenever you get a file, you wait for me, we go through it together, and I'm going to record the call. It's better that way. Okay?
Really?
All right.
Oh, my God. How do you have the time for that?
Oh, we're going to do it. It's just going to barely take another what? Let me see how many pages we have here. Okay, it's going to take two sessions to actually catch up the pace, and then it's barely going to take one session, you know. As soon as we send you a couple of pages, we'll hop on a call, and we will review it together.
Okay, because I didn't, did I do it wrong, or what? Why didn't, I mean.
See, that way you won't have to spend hours on the manuscript that you're working on, because you're working on your own manuscript. You're not working on the manuscript that is sent by the team. It's in different format and everything, and instead of you working an extra mile to actually get that and send it to us, I don't think it's a, you know, feasible option for you. And, of course, it's frustrating, too. That's why I said this is much better. We discuss, and then you let me know, and we take things from there.
Okay.
Okay. All right. So let's try it out a while and see how things go, especially when the team is not understanding your edits and they're not giving you what you want. Let's just practice this as a trial and error and see how things go from there. If it doesn't work, then, of course, we'll think of something else or we will go to another route. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. All right. So page 17, I believe everything is good to go?
Correct.
Okay. I'm looking at page 18 now and paragraph 2, and that is the second line where they have changed paragraph to paragraphs and chapter to chapters. I think that's fine. And last line of this paragraph, we have changed stages to stage. Let's read this out. Timeouts are powerful for us all at any stage of our life. Yes. I think that mm-hmm. makes sense. Okay. No edits from you?
No. And that's
okay.
fine.
Perfect. The rest of it looks good, I think. And there's just one edit where there is... next paragraph, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. Line 7. My life's purpose from tragedy to triumph was published.
You know, and that's, see, this is what made me sad, is they forgot to put the true title of my first book. Things like that, I don't know.
And
I'll
connect me with it, Bridget. What is the, believing in the power of believing?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, never mind. This page is fine. Now it's fine.
Okay, is this fine from tragedy to triumph was published?
Yes.
Okay, and I think this is a title, From Tragedy to Triumph, and it needs to go either in bold, italics, or quote-unquote.
Yes.
Okay.
And
all right.
I can't tell if they do that, so...
No, I'll make sure it's done. Yeah, of course. I'll make sure it's done.
Oh, God.
Okay. Okay, we're moving on to page 19. This is progress, Bridget. We have been through two chapters, and it's sorted now, okay? I'm moving on to chapter 3, and okay, this is a chapter where we have edits, okay. Okay, so I'm looking at the first paragraph, and it shows the change as daily journaling in and of itself is a fantastic way of empower and guide you. It doesn't make any sense. And they've commented that they've changed from the document given on 6/18. Don't you think it doesn't make sense? Like, it is a fantastic way to empower and guide you. Daily journaling in and of itself is a fantastic way to empower and guide you. What do you think?
Well, because I'm a survivor, I know mm-hmm. that it's true. If I do that, it helps me. Maybe I didn't say it right.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then let's just have this sentence checked. I was just referring to it grammatically, okay? So we're putting a question mark on the sentence. Let me move forward. It provides a focused and clear state of mind, eager to write what's going on in one's life. I think that's fine. And the rest of the page looks good to me. The bottom of it. Do you see that change?
Yes.
Okay. My mind, body, and spirit seem to get fatigued after lunchtime and or if I've been awake for 5 hours. If needs to be capital. If I've been awake for 5 hours, okay. All right, we need to do something about the punctuation between these two sentences. I so wish I could tolerate being awake longer, but I require 2 hours of sleep. Yeah, go ahead. You were saying something.
Well, I've said that 4 times now, and they've never taken out, because it's written twice, if I've been awake for 5 hours.
Yes.
It's written. Right.
Yes, it's right there. Well, they actually added this from your document on 6/18. Let me just really quickly check this out and see if they're, what they're saying is actually correct. Okay, so 5 hours. Okay, I'm looking at the most recent draft. I believe you've made that change here. All right, so, okay, we need to do something about this redundancy and get rid of 1 5-hours from here. Whatever it may be, it needs to be rephrased. So putting a question mark on this as well. Okay, I'm moving on to chapter, page 21, the next page. Okay, but I require 2 hours of sleep in the afternoon to rest and nourish my brain for its continued nourishment. I wish I could tolerate being awake longer. Is this good to go?
Yes, that part is.
Okay, perfect. The rest of the page is good to go. I'm moving on to the following page, which is page 22. And there aren't many changes here, so I think this is fine. Let me just skim through it and see if there's anything else. Okay. Yeah, good from my end. You?
Yes.
Okay, page 23. All right, the first change that I see, 1, 2, 3, 4, 4th paragraph and the last part of it. They have made all these changes from a document that you provided on the 18th. Okay. All right. So I am beginning to read this. I believe this gift of grace and service to others came at my birth and dynamically further emerged from my rebirth of life after brain trauma. That's fine?
Yep.
Okay. Next paragraph. They get angry or disinterested in me when I give them guidance, which I assume is the proper thing to say or do. That looks fine too. What do you think?
Yes, yes.
Okay, moving on. Last paragraph. Nothing more is truly necessary except to always pray to God, the angels, and spiritual guides and ask them to help this person heal throughout their mind, body, and spirit in accordance with God's will for them. In addition, I also say the Serenity Prayer daily as it is so powerful to me. I often feel I need to pray this every hour of the day. This is good?
Yep.
Sounds good. All right, next page, which is page 24, and I'm looking at the last paragraph. Again and again, God is in charge, not me. This has been a hard principle for me to learn and accept, but I'm adjusting, learning daily, and surviving. That's good to go.
Yes.
Okay, all right. Now we are looking at chapter 4. Bridget, I think we should do chapter 4 tomorrow. We've covered 3 chapters. Let them pick up the pace and make these changes. So we'll share a final file with you for chapters 1 to 3 so far, as per our discussion, okay? And then tomorrow we'll discuss the changes on chapter 4 and then move on from there. Sounds good?
Okay. I appreciate you so very much.
No worries at all. And trust me, this is going to be an easier process. I know it doesn't look like that to you at this point of time because thinking of it and then sessions and all of that, I understand that. But I'm telling you, it's going to be worth it. I'm not going to take a lot of your time. We'll just go through this together, and you tell me what changes you need, and we will just take things from there. At least you're talking to somebody about these changes, right? Right now I see that there is a communication gap, and a lot of times the team is actually going on their own, and it's not making sense to me either, to be very honest. So let's just keep tabs on them. You and I will discuss, and then we'll see if there is something that needs to be changed or fixed. Okay?
Okay. If there's any way we could talk in the morning.
Yes. Tomorrow, what time? What time should I call you?
Well, what time works for you? Cause
okay. Let me provide you a time slot. Yes. Okay. So tomorrow, let me open up my calendar. And tomorrow I am open for... Okay, will 10 PST work for you tomorrow?
So that's noon my time, correct?
Ooh, yes, I believe so. Are you in the Eastern time zone?
Central.
Central. Okay, let me check. What time will it be? Yeah, that's noon your time.
No.
I am so sorry. I cannot do anything earlier than that because I'm in the Pacific time zone. Okay?
It's all right. I so, so appreciate you, Samantha.
No worries at all.
Cry.
No worries at all. And you're not going to cry, Bridget. I did this,
well,
so you're not going to cry, okay?
But you're a very person.
You're okay. You're okay. Relax. It's all good.
Okay.
I'm here for you, okay?
And I did go through Chapter 4, and I sent that to you.
Yes,
today.
I have
there
that
draft.
There
wasn't a ton of mistakes, so there wasn't too bad, so I'm very grateful.
That's a good thing. It means that it's only going to take us, what, 10 minutes tomorrow to review that. We got it, Bridget. It's all good.
Okay? All right. Thank you.
Okay, you're a wonderful person, and you should not cry. You do not deserve that, okay?
Bless you.
God bless you, too. Just remember me in your prayers, okay?
Oh, yes.
All right.
All right,
Bridget. Have the rest of the evening. Enjoy that. Have a nice evening and just relax. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Okay.
Okay. All right. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.